Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. On Sunday, the Giants take on the Rams in St. Louis. Now, it's the holiday time of the year. Hanukkah is underway. Christmas is just a week away. Santa's packing his sleigh and getting ready to deliver all those gifts. But what the Giants cannot do when they go to St. Louis on Sunday is gift wrap things for the Rams. Jeff Fisher, traditionally, his teams have always played right on the edge. They play a very physical brand of football. They've got a lot of young talent, and they've got a lot of speed on the defensive side of the ball. And you need to take a look at some of the history of Jeff Fisher's teams, because they come after you. They'll get in your face. They do not back down. They do not allow you to push them around. And they might want to push you a little bit and try to get under your skin. Think back to 2010 when he was the head coach of the Tennessee Titans. He came into MetLife Stadium, and the Titans beat the Giants that day 29-10. It was a game in which the Giants lost a little bit of their control. They got called for 11 penalties in the contest. They got called for a lot of personal foul penalties. They got baited in to what the defense was doing to them. So now you have a guy like Odell Beckham Jr., who's setting the league on fire right now. He's the talk of the National Football League. He likes to have fun when he's out there. He's exuberant. He's emotional. And he really kind of gets into the moment. Well, you know for a fact that this Rams team is going to want to be very physical with the giant rookie wide receiver. And there's going to be a lot of yapping in between plays. It is incumbent upon him and his veteran teammates to make sure that he stays on point and doesn't get into the trash talking back and forth, doesn't get into that chippiness where he then gets out of his game, and then they can kind of take him out of the game doing those things. Poise under pressure is the most important thing. Do not lose your composure. You got to understand that when things happen in a game, they always throw the flag on the guy that retaliates. And that's my perspective for this week. I'm Bob Papa with Papa's Perspective.